We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, tolerant viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Kartenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himode Cable TV. In Sukhbator Sealing Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Char, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mengcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Commission donates 12 million euro to help youth in Lesotho. In animal welfare news, top British designer says no to fur. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring an American coalition of groups that is dedicated to improving the lives of people and canines. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, December 7th, 903 CE, Abdul Rahman Sufi, a Persian who was one of the most exceptional astronomers of the Middle Ages, was born. Also known in Europe as Azofi, his writing, A Little Cloud, was a documentation of what is today referred to as the Andromeda Galaxy. This was the first record of a star system outside our Milky Way galaxy. Abdul Rahman Sufi's famous Book of Fixed Stars was published in 964 CE and is still considered relevant. In addition, moon crater Azofi was named in his honor. May our understanding and appreciation of the heavenly bodies grow through the important findings of devoted astronomers such as Abdul Rahman Sufi.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Thailand. Days of relentless rains in the beginning of November hit Thailand's southernmost provinces of Songkhla, Narathiwat, Pattani, and Yala. Nearly 125,000 people were affected, including at least 15 who lost their lives, and 1,700 families were forced from their homes by flash flooding. On November 9th, conveying her troubled heart and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 to help the most desperate and neglected. This amount could purchase $55,000 in urgent items if obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in Thailand.
On November 14th, our association members from Bangkok went to Narathiwat province, covering their travel expenses with $300 of their own funds. Upon hearing of Master's pledge, Narathiwat's governor, Thanon Wechakorn Kanon, expressed his deep appreciation and even sent local military and police personnel to escort and assist the relief team. Our association members first went to two districts, where they handed out rice, noodles, and SOS flyers to 600 families. They then visited four villages in Sukarin district, delivering aid to 600 families there, followed by travel to Pattani province to distribute relief packages to 365 families in two villages.
ครับสุดใต้สุดแล้วนะครับสุดใต้สุดแล้วท่านไปต่อไปไม่ได้แล้วท่านยังมาเยี่ยมเราได้เราก็ขอขอบคุณนะครับแล้วก็ไปถึงท่านอาจารย์ชินไห่ด้วยที่ได้รวบรวมนะครับข้าวสารอาหารแห้งต่างๆนะครับรวมทั้งกำลังใจของผู้ที่มาถึงที่นี่ด้วยทางไกลด้วยก็ขอขอบคุณเป็นอย่างสูงครับก็ขอขอบคุณท่านอาจารย์ที่เอาของมาฝากให้ประชาชนในพื้นที่วันนี้นะครับก็ขอขอบคุณ
Our appreciation, Narathiwat Governor Wechakornkanon, for your thoughtful assistance. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving care extended to the vulnerable, and for our association's relief team's sincere efforts, wishing the Thai people a smooth recovery to their productive daily lives and that such dangerous weather situations are alleviated through our more diligent stewardship of the earth.
Heavy rains inundate Brazil. Since Tuesday, December 1st, torrential rains and high winds across southern Brazil triggered floods and mudslides, taking at least 20 lives and rendering thousands homeless as floodwaters from rivers reached rooftops and homes collapsed. In Sao Paulo, firefighters and dozens of residents worked to save people from the rubble of mudslides, while in the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul, 18,000 people were displaced as over 130 cities declared states of emergency. When floods struck the southern states at the end of November, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $10,000 on November 26th to aid the most desperate victims. This amount could obtain $47,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Brazil. Our appreciation, firefighters and volunteers, for your courageous life-saving efforts. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted help to the Brazilian people. With God's blessings, may the productive lives of the storm-afflicted be swiftly recovered as such weather extremities are eased by humanity's striving for gentler, eco-conscious ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Increased salmonella contamination found in animal products. The US-based product safety magazine Consumer Reports has released a new study showing that 66% of broiler chickens sampled harbored dangerous bacteria, including salmonella and/or campylobacter. Citing a rise in public danger, even from what had been seen already, the report stated, "Each year, salmonella and campylobacter from chicken and other food sources infect 3.4 million Americans, send 25,500 to hospitals, and kill about 500, according to estimates by the National Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Meanwhile, British food safety officials have been concerned by a tripling of salmonella illnesses to 443 cases this year across England and Wales alone, with tainted eggs being suspected as a primary cause. Our thanks, US and British journalists and officials, for your wish to protect public health with this valued information. May such dangerous foods be avoided for all to enjoy vitality through the delicious plant-based diet."
Encouraging veg by establishing different norms. Observing that only about 15% of meat eaters choose vegetarian alternatives when the main entree contains meat, organizers of this year's Behavior, Energy and Climate Change Conference held in Washington, D.C., USA, decided to experiment with menu options. Rather than offering a meat dish with veg alternatives, they presented a vegetarian dish as the default and a meat option as the alternative. To their surprise, about 80% of the diners chose to eat veg, even though most were not vegetarian. This finding became the focus of subsequent forum discussions as participating policymakers, academics, and business executives looked at the possibility of encouraging greater personal and planetary health through a reframing of choices. What an interesting study! Thank you, all Behavior, Energy, and Climate Change Conference organizers and participants for this insightful look at how we choose. May more and more people have the opportunity to select wholesome vegan fare, leading to a new worldwide norm.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Russia and the Vatican announce full diplomatic ties. In a visit of Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev to the Vatican on Thursday, December 3rd, where he met with His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, a decree was signed for the establishment of full diplomatic relations. This raises their mutual representation to full-fledged embassies, allowing for the exchange of ambassadors between Russia and the Vatican. During their meeting, the two leaders also discussed international economics and politics, as well as cultural and social matters. Our respectful regards, Your Holiness and Your Excellency, for your harmonizing advancements. May God bless the people of Russia and the Vatican with blossoming friendship and prosperity.
Save Our Planet. Meat strike by French VIPs during Copenhagen Summit. Starting just ahead of the climate change conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, 10 distinguished personages from France have issued a declaration titled The Call of the Ten. The members include French film director Jean-Paul Jaude, distinguished journalists, respected environmental organization heads, and three members of the European Parliament. Their document demands recognition of the impacts of meat on the environment, human health, and animal suffering. Specifically, the public is being invited to boycott the meat industry and to press for a moratorium on intensive livestock farms, as well as strong policy measures to reduce animal agriculture. The declaration states that rising levels of meat consumption are causing global warming, resource waste, pollution, deforestation, soil degradation, hunger of over 1 billion human beings, and the slaughter of billions of land and aquatic animals.
Supreme Master Television spoke with leading activist Fabrice Nicolino, French journalist and author of the book Bidoche, The Meat Industry Threatens the World. Bidoche refers to a cheap form of meat.
J'attends avec impatience que les gouvernements parlent de cette affaire, que les responsables politiques parlent de cette affaire, mais également que les ONG, que les personnalités, enfin acceptent d'ouvrir ce débat qui est un débat essentiel qui nous concerne tous, nous tous les humains. Il faut se lever, il faut avoir le courage de dire que les menaces sont tellement importantes, tellement impressionnantes, qu'il est temps de réagir d'une façon claire, décidée, déterminée. Je pense que si un mouvement de consommateurs nouveau naît, si ce mouvement se donne comme priorité de faire disparaître l'élevage industriel, alors peut-être on aura une chance d'arrêter cette machine infernale avant que tout n'explose.
We are grateful, Mr. Nicolino, and all government and civil leaders, for your urgent clarion call to eliminate the unsustainable meat habit. May world citizens and leaders everywhere act swiftly for a healthy, green, survived planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has reiterated on many occasions that indeed only an immediate halt to animal agriculture could ensure a stable planetary future, as during the following September 2009 video conference with various experts in South Korea.
As for what I wish the Copenhagen conference to accomplish, I wish what you wish. I wish what everyone who cares about the planet wish, that all the leaders come together for the highest benefit to all humanity and animals and the environment. To be honest, as the plans are going right now, we can't save the planet. I'm so sorry. Not in time. Not in time. It will be too late the way we're doing now. So we have to be veg first. We cut down the number one cause of global warming. We have to eliminate animal product because we want to save the planet. And if it goes like this, we will have a saved world in no time. No animal products mean having the planet.
Save Our Planet. Governments encouraged to subsidize eco-friendly farmers. Commissioned by the UK-based Country Land and Business Association and the European Landowners Association, a report just published by the Rural Investment Support for Europe calls for governments to sponsor environmentally sound practices, including growing more vegetables and raising less livestock. Highlighting the environmental harm of methane emissions from Western diets high in meat, the report states that financing of farmed animals should be replaced by subsidies for good eco practices. Country Land and Business Association President William Worsley said that the report formed the basis for a promising future of environmentally friendly farming in Europe. Many thanks, Rural Investment Support for Europe, Country Land and Business Association, and European Landowners Organization for this humane, earth-supporting model for agriculture. May all of Europe and indeed the world continue in the direction of greener animal-free farming for true sustainability.
Save Our Planet. Copenhagen Diagnosis Report reveals dire planetary state. Released this past week just ahead of the Copenhagen Climate Conference, The report is authored by a group of 26 climate scientists, including 14 members of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Their prognosis is that climate destabilization is much worse and precipitously more rapid than previously thought. The scientists observe that greenhouse gas emissions are still skyrocketing, even as Arctic sea is melting 40% faster than had been forecast, and sea levels are already rising 80% more than previously predicted. The scientists say that without a significant change in course, the planet is set to warm 7 degrees Celsius by 2100. Eminent scientists, we appreciate this important message to the international community. Let us all take steps now to stabilize the ecosphere during this precious window of opportunity that is still available to us.
Ever concerned for our global welfare, Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently called for the swiftest actions to reverse climate change, as during an October 2008 video conference in Thailand.
We must let people know it's urgent now and it's time to stop global crisis. Time is short, and we must all act as one to save our world from disappearing, to save our lives and all the lives on the planet. Everything else takes too long. So the fastest and easiest way is to stop animal products and to stop consumption of it. The result will be almost immediate, within few weeks. It's just the meat industry that causes the most pollution for the planet, that the planet is overloaded, nature is overloaded, the ocean is overloaded. So everything warm up because of meat and animal products. If we change into vegan diet, this planet will become a paradise, will be plentiful, will be peaceful, will be very happy for everybody to live on.
Save our planet. Speaking on a televised question and answer session, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin encourages fellow citizens toward protection of the region's endangered species while revealing his own active efforts to do the same.
Save our planet. Environmentalists report that the number of migratory birds arriving in northern Bangladesh has declined rapidly due to increased temperatures in the Himalayan and Siberian regions, causing the area's biodiversity to be threatened, along with the loss of their beauty and songs.
Save our planet. U.S. scientists identify a distant relative of mammals, the Combawisia antarctica, that survived the mass extinction 252 million years ago by taking refuge in the then cooler climate of Antarctica.
Save our planet. Responding to the call for an international $10 billion U.S. dollar annual fund to assist developing countries in coping with the effects of global warming, U.S. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs states that the United States is ready to commit to contributing a fair share.
Warning news. A team of US and French researchers find that cigarettes may directly transmit contamination of hundreds of bacterial species, ranging from soil microorganisms to human pathogens.
Following a plant-based diet. For a tip on veggie food, I'd like to tell you about watercress. It is a good source of protein and folate. It is rich in vitamins A, C, E, B6, as well as calcium, magnesium, and potassium. It can be used in soups, salads, sandwiches, and more. You can find watercress in grocery stores or even grow it yourself. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, a plan in Lesotho helps to safeguard youth. The first allotment of the Child Grants Program, or CGP, has been completed in the communities of Semakong, Matel and Libakeng. Supported by the government of Lesotho and a 12 million euro donation from the European Commission, the project is directed through the United Nations Children's Fund. The income supplements are assisting approximately 950 households and more than 2,300 orphans and children in need. CGP will be brought to other districts of Lesotho by 2011. Our sincere gratitude and heaven bless Government of Lesotho, European Commission and United Nations Children's Fund for your dedicated efforts. May your care help many lovely children of God to bright and promising futures.
In animal welfare news, a British designer no longer uses fur. Ms. Gail Elliott, a former supermodel, will not include fur in the upcoming winter collection of her label, Little Joe. She was encouraged by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, to take the compassionate action. Our hats off to you, Ms. Gail Elliott, for your kind choice. And many thanks, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for your invaluable work on behalf of our gentle animal co-inhabitants. Let's enjoy the many veggie furs that are warm, stylish, and cruelty-free. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting an American coalition, Save Humane Chicago, which promotes compassion towards both people and animals. We're going to surf the net for the latest vegan pet foods. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more laudable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerning news for a gracious world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Safe Humane Chicago, whose dog ambassadors visit public schools and interact with children.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Dog Advisory Work Group is a coalition dedicated to bringing about harmonious living between canines, dog caregivers, and other concerned individuals. The nonprofit was founded in 1999 in Chicago, Illinois. In 2008, it sponsored Safe Humane Chicago, made up of more than 60 groups and 1,000 individuals within the community. The group advocates compassion and care for people and animals alike.
Safe Humane Chicago works in many areas, including supporting dog-friendly areas, assisting with facilities such as drinking fountains for canines, and designating special locations where people and their dog friends can freely spend time together. Court advocacy initiatives are also promoted to protect the rights of both humans and animals. Workshops are held on how to be a good guardian of animals. Participants are encouraged to take this message back to their neighborhoods.
Over 50 high school students have been trained to go with ambassador dogs to various schools, giving the children an opportunity to see the intelligence and gentleness of the canines. Other programs are orientated towards older teens and adults. God bless you, Dog Advisory Work Group and Safe Humane Chicago, for your outstanding efforts to increase kindness in daily life. May we cherish all beings in a world replete with love and goodness.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day, entitled Quick Learner, told in Derry.
دختر کوچک ما یک گربه آواره را برای نگهداری به خانه آورده است. از بخت بعد گربه شروع به ناخن کشیدن روی مبل جدید ما کرد. همسرم به من گفت نگران نباش و به من اطمینان داد که بیدرنگ او را تربیت خواهم کرد. برای چندین روز من شاهد بودم که همسرم با حوصله تمام مشغول تربیت این گربه بود. هر زمان که گربه شروع به ناخن کشیدن می کرد، همسرم برای این که به او درسی بدهد او را بیرون میگذاشت. گربه خیلی زود یاد گرفت. در 6 سال بعد هر زمان که میخواست بیرون برود شروع به ناخن کشیدن روی مبل میکرد.
And now for our viewers hotline.
My beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai and helpers, I am glad about your powerful work and knowledge. I would like to support you in any way possible. For example, how can I work for this truth you are talking about? I live in Germany and I want to know how can I connect your aims in my business or do business for you. Let me provide your merchant products, advertisements. Here in Germany, the people are very hungry for soul food. The potential for change is high. Please, give me information. God bless you all, Master, and those on the way to be one. In love, Robert from Germany.
Greetings, Robert. Good to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you.
Loving Robert, it's excellent that you are doing green and compassionate business. You can please contact Light Light Industry Limited and Loving Heart at is@lovingheart.com. That maybe they work together with you for the betterment of our world. Mother Nature sure thanks you profoundly. Be blessed. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be gladdened with the boundless love and light of heaven. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In accordance with a bilateral agreement signed with Jordan, Syria's government waives border crossing fees for Jordanian citizens and no longer charges Jordanian tourist vehicles and trucks.
Cuban President Raul Castro meets with visiting Ugandan President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni and Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete to discuss cooperation between Cuba and the African countries such as health, energy, and education.
A livestock economist addressing cattlemen in Kansas, USA, forecasts that demand for beef and prices for cattle would remain low throughout 2010 due to low consumer demand, which is currently 10% lower than last year.
Representatives from 100 countries meet in Cartagena, Colombia, to formally adopt a 5-year plan to end the use of landmines and assist victims.
Emmy Award-winning Hollywood actor Ben Stiller works with Save the Children humanitarian organization to launch the Stiller Strong campaign, benefiting the less fortunate and providing clean water in Severina, Haiti.
By request of the Iraqi government, the government of Jordan will allow Iraqis living in Jordan to cast their votes in the upcoming Iraqi parliamentary elections.
International multi-sport event, the East Asian Games, opens with a spectacular performance, including fireworks display and special lighting effects at the Victoria Harbour, Hong Kong.
With the help of a $10 million donation from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization initiates a program to help curb tobacco usage in African nations.
The Japanese government set an aid record with her total donation of $1.6 billion in 2009 to support OLAC's or Vietnam's infrastructure projects.
For his brave and unwavering support of a free Pakistan, Najam Sethi, one of Pakistan's top journalists, is honored with the Golden Pen of Freedom at the 62nd meeting of the World Newspaper Congress in India.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.